someone asked me a question about someone who wrote about the fact that Tosfos says that an elephant can jump, that Tosfos was unaware of the fact that elephants can't jump. And the way that the question was phrased, it seemed that the person who said that said it in a very disrespectful, deriding way. However, after being informed that the reference was to an article written by Rabbi Slifkin about elephants jumping, and he sent me a copy of that article, I see nothing at all wrong with the article that he wrote, and the way that he wrote it is extremely respectful and perfectly okay what he wrote, and therefore what I answered in that question did not refer at all, and if that's what was referred to, this article by Rabbi Slifkin, the answer has no relevance to that article. Also, in general, Rabbi Slifkin's books and his, I can't be responsible what he says on his website, but I've heard from various people that he has said things that are irreverent to Chazal, and something specifically that was mentioned, and when looking into it and seeing the source, there was nothing there that was irreverent or out of Torah Hashkafa. He's reporting what other barriers were in Hashkafa, and if one accepts them or rejects them, or if whatever, but this is what Rav Sham Shmuel Hirsch said, and what others said, to report that people should be able to know that there are opinions like that, is not something that I can judge one way or the other, and therefore any negative aspersions I may have cast on Rabbi Slifkin, I ask his public forgiveness, and since I am not well-versed in all of Rabbi Slifkin's writings, nor in what he posts on his website, I can't make a determination one way or the other, and therefore I would appreciate if in the future questions of this nature are not addressed to me.
Recently, many Gedolei Yisrael put a cherem on Rabbi Nosson Slifkin because of certain things that he wrote in his book, The Science in Torah. What exactly did he write that was wrong? I know that he had many Torah sources that backed up the points mentioned in the book, and in no means did he want to cause controversy. Why was the cherem, a very harsh punishment, placed on Rabbi Slifkin, a well-meaning person? I believe that his book was meant to increase the honor of the Torah, to show how science and Torah are not contradictions, not to diminish the Torah's authority. This has really been bothering me lately, and I'd be very much like to hear what the Rav has to say about it. Avram Menachem, Long Island, New York. Okay, this is not an easy question to answer. Rabbi Slifkin is a very fine person, and I don't think anyone thinks that he on purpose wrote things that were against the Torah or wrong. And in fact, from what I can see in his books, what he wrote definitely has sources, Torah sources, to back them up. The problem is that there are differences of opinion amongst the Rishonim how to look at the scientific knowledge that is given through Torah Shebaal Peh. If, in fact, it is to be considered that Chazal saw this knowledge in a direct way through the Torah, and therefore what they said is Torah, or they were just reporting the scientific understanding of their time, and really their intention wasn't to tell us scientific facts, but rather to clothe the secrets and philosophy of Torah in seemingly inane simple ideas that were said in their time, and not necessarily did they vouch for the authenticity of those facts and didn't really make a difference to them if they were true or not. They clothed them in the facts and the ideas of the time. In fact, the Ramchal, the Moshe Chaim Lutzatu, writes that in his Hakadama and his preface to Agados HaShas. Rabbi Slifkin very strongly leans on the opinions of some Rishonim that the scientific and natural facts found in the Gemara are not necessarily fact, but again, we use this Chazal as a vehicle, as a means, but not as an end in itself. Many Rishonim argue on that, and there are those that hold that the accepted view is like those Rishonim, and therefore presenting the other side is misleading. And even though Rabbi Slifkin presented it to those who could use that kind of approach and be able to relate to it better, the books are read by people who really should be exposed to the other approach, because that's the more accepted approach amongst the Gedolei Yisrael. I think part of the problem was that many of the things Rabbi Slifkin wrote were taken out of context by people who were not Gedolim, who were not so well-meaning either, and they showed Gedolim excerpts out of context, and the Gedolim trusted them that the rest of the book reflected that. And there were many Gedolim who originally gave Haskamos to the Sefer who didn't retract them, because really there's nothing in the Svarim that are Apikursis Mamish, but again, could be used in a very negative way by people who really should be directed towards a different approach. And in order that people should not distort, misuse the information that Rabbi Slifkin gave, there were those that held that this information should be given in a different manner that will safeguard the integrity of Chazal, where people will be able to understand the issue in its entirety and not be distorted, misrepresented, and therefore they felt that holding back the Sfarim or whatever would be a positive thing. I would hope that this issue will be resolved insofar that Rabbi Slifkin will have a chance to speak to those people who have seen only excerpts of his book, and they will be able to direct him how best to transmit the information that he wants to transmit in a way that won't lead to distortions, misrepresentations, or whatever.